Hello, St. Brightfields. This is Father John. One of the first offerings that I made available after the coronavirus forced everything to shut down was podcasts or audio recordings on the website. And those were about 15 minutes long or so, and they were just audio. And I was thinking of praying about it the other day and thought about trying a little bit different format in addition to doing the audio section is to do it via Facebook Live and do it via YouTube, and that we would have an audio recording of this on the website as well for those who would still like to download the audio recording. The recordings have been closer to like 15 minutes long. We're going to cut those down to 5 or 7 minutes, but do them twice a week. So hopefully we're not going to be losing too much content as well with this change. But just trying to change things up a little bit and offer something a little bit different. But in these two recordings this week, what I'd like to talk about a little bit is the Mass. We all miss the Mass. We all long for the day. We all look for the day that we can start going back and attending Mass again. And we hope that that is really, really soon. We don't know as of this recording when that's going to be, but we hope it is very, very soon. And we can avoid talking about going to Mass and talking about the Mass because it hurts too much. But one of the ways that God has created us is that when something hurts is that we need to talk about it. And when we talk about it, then it doesn't hurt as bad because we're able to share our feelings and our emotions about it. And one of the subjects I want to focus on about the Mass is our participation at Mass. And this is a common theme that runs with people not only during the coronavirus, but even before the coronavirus. People would talk to me, you know, Father, how do I get more out of Mass? I'm not getting enough out of Mass. People would say, you know, Father, Mass isn't really engaging. You know, I kind of come and I stand up and I sit down and I do my thing, but I don't really feel engaged. I don't really feel involved in it. And now it's even worse because we're watching it on a screen. And when we're on a screen, we normally turn off our brains a little bit more. So we're not as engaged in the Mass, and we're kind of picking up a bad habit there. We also have distractions. We had distractions when we were in church. We'd see somebody. We would think about a list. We would do something in our minds, and we'd be focused on that or think about something from the week. And now it's even worse because I'm in my house, and I see this over there that needs to get done, and I see my work, and I see my kids' stuff that I need to get picked up. All these different things that need to get done. Now I'm kind of focused on all these distractions. And we used to have a wandering mind when we were in church. You know, we might come in and, you know, try to start off with Mass and kind of keep trying to pull ourselves back on topic. And we might have that now going to Mass online, but it's even worse. We're stressed. We're tired. We aren't thinking as clearly, especially early on in the morning. And here we are at Mass or trying to attend Mass on a screen, and we're not being able to participate the way that we would like. And we all share this same desire. We don't want these things when we go to Mass. We want to get something from Mass that I can carry into my day, that I can carry into my week, that's something that helps me to connect with God. And that's the same desire as the church. And the church gives us three different words to describe the kind of participation we're called to have at Mass. Full, conscious, and active participation. Let's break that down. Full participation. Think about a coach. A coach who is always encouraging their players to give more, to do more, give 100%, give 110%. They're always encouraging more. And that's what the church is calling us to do. The church is saying, give your full self at Mass. Just as an athlete gives them their full self at a practice, give your full self at Mass. That's a hard thing because we come with all these different things and all these different reasons why it may be hard that day for us to enter into Mass. But before we go to Mass, spend a couple minutes and just ask this one question. What is one thing that I could talk to Jesus about during this Mass that'll help me to enter it a little bit more than the Mass I went to last week or yesterday or that sort of thing? Jesus is going to give 100% during this Mass. How do I match that and give 100% myself? So we have full participation and we have conscious participation. That I'm aware of what's happening and that I am engaged in it. You know, sometimes that one way that we can think about this that somebody did in an article about participation at Mass is it's the difference between being at a bonfire and seeing a picture of the bonfire. We have this active bonfire that we're at and we're having a good time and talking with family and friends and we're partaking in food and this sort of thing, and we feel the warmth of the fire. We're engaged in that moment. And now it's certainly hard. We have the Mass up on a screen and we're trying to get engaged and we're trying to stay here, but our minds are wandering everywhere else. But that happens even when we are in person, that we kind of see what's going on as just a picture, as a scene. How can I break through that scene and to see not a picture of a bonfire that I look at and say, "Ooh, that's nice," but how do I actually participate in that scene in my mind, in my heart? And the last is active participation or actual participation. Am I saying prayers just to say prayers, or am I praying? Now, this is sometimes hard because we go to Mass, we go to some kind of liturgy in church, and it really doesn't speak to us at that moment. That's not really what we are looking for. Maybe we're joyful and the Mass is sad or vice versa. But that Mass is there for somebody, that somebody there is needing that. And the question is, at that moment when I'm like, this isn't really for me, can I connect with that other person who I may not be able to see right now and be able to say, I can pray for that person? Because that's what participation at Mass is all about. It's about me leaving myself behind so that I can enter into Christ, so I can enter into this authentic encounter with Christ. Not only Christ present in the Eucharist, but Christ present in my brothers and sisters. Can I really enter into prayer? This is what we long for. This is what we miss. This is what we want so bad, is to be able to go to Mass and be there together in worship. And we are waiting for that day. But as we wait for that day, can we deepen in how we participate in Mass so that when we can go back to Mass, that we get even more from it, and it means even more to us. May God bless you.